I've worked here for literally ever. That, you know, in the history of Aubrey. So I started here in high school, and I worked as the little girl who came in after school and like did dishes and put stuff away. And then, I don't know, personal aside, I had my oldest daughter when I was only 18. So Ellen was really great. She let me stay on, and I was able to, I attempted to go to college, and that was too hard to juggle. So I stayed at the archives. And when we built the new building, she said there was a job to do the auditorium stuff. So I did that, where I booked auditorium stuff and my catalog collections. And then a little ways after that, I became administrative assistant when Lee Whitney retired in 2014. Early 2020, I became the assistant director.
Okay.
After that position was vacated. And then...
How does it feel now to be director?
Well, it's really great. You know, Ellen told me one time, because I didn't have schooling. I was pregnant with Max, actually. She said, if you want to be in this chair someday, you're going to have to go to school. Mm. And so I enrolled in classes. And I started classes like 2 weeks after I had Max. And I got my degree in public relations, not archives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, what is it that drew you to this place initially?
Honestly, I was in high school and someone said, there's a job. Do you want one? And I said, sure. I have a car. I need gas money. I'll go get a job. And then the more I worked here, like, I don't know, the people here are, there's so many different people here. You meet so many personalities that, I don't know. I just really kind of fell in love with Butte and its history and its people. My family's not originally from Butte, you know? Mm-hmm. So I didn't have that background that people expect.
I mean, do you like working with the public, or do you prefer to like be in the vault going through primary source material, you know?
That's a really hard question. No, I really like working with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also love my basement time, but I don't get a lot of basement time. no, but I really love the people. Like when I go home, that's what I talk about, is like the amazing people I met. It's a weird place here. You're always dealing with different people, different topics. You have like no idea what people are going to be coming in looking for. So it's like a wild card every time someone walks in the door.
Yeah.
And you have to just like quickly think, what will help this person?
That's got to be fun. It's like different every day, right?
It really kind of is different every day. So it doesn't get very boring.